Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. This week, we're talking about what is perfect about our lives, nothing, and what is not perfect about our lives, everything. In this life, we cannot be perfect in any way, and that may or may not bother you. Yesterday, I admitted it is bothersome to me, and most of that is I look within myself and my own past, and I see the sin, how I have so displeased and disobeyed God, and the mistakes, and I regret those deeply, and I often want to wave a spiritual wand and make it all disappear, but I cannot. Have you ever felt this way? I believe the first humans did, Adam and his wife Eve. They lived with regret. Before their sin, all was absolute perfection in the garden called Eden. After their sin, snap, immediately the perfection of paradise was lost. But they lived on in sin. The Bible tells us Adam died at age 930. The Bible is silent as to when Eve died. But for the rest of their lives, they had memories of perfection and memories of imperfection. We only have memories of the second. So I ask, what are we to do about this? This is a valid question, right? Well, God gives us the only adequate answer. He says right here in the Bible that while we will always have a history of imperfection, our future can be one that is perfect. That is, we can move from the imperfection of the past to the perfect of the future, assuming we are willing to do what he commands us to do. And I will come back to that specific command soon. Most people listening to me already know what that is, but a refresher is needed daily. But first, let's read a little further along in our Bibles at Genesis chapter 2. This is Genesis 2, verses 9 and 10. Out of the ground the Lord God caused to grow every tree that is pleasing to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now a river flowed out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it divided and became four rivers. So far, I have read Genesis 2, verses 9 and 10. I want to call your attention to the perfection of this place in which Adam and then Eve lived. Capture in your mind two elements of this ecosystem of the Garden of Eden. One, trees, and two, rivers. This was a land of trees and rivers. There were evidently many trees in this garden. Verse 9 says, every tree that is pleasing. And verse 10 says, there was a river that flowed out of Eden to water the garden. This was God's built-in sprinkler system. And that mighty river split off and became four rivers. Water has always been an essential and life-giving liquid. And in this land of trees and rivers, Adam and Eve enjoyed God and one another. It was perfect. Believe it or not, I want to say something about how trees and rivers reflect the history of imperfection, but the future of perfection for us. Again, if we do what God commands of us. And let's start with trees. Specifically, in these verses, we are told about the tree of life, also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. I'll leave the tree of the knowledge of good and evil for later. Let's first focus on the tree of life. What is it about this tree that is instructive for us? Here is a hint. The tree of life is not only in the Garden of Eden, it is also in heaven. Oh yes. So join me tomorrow to discuss this on another edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.